Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and worship you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And we worship you and praise you because we're your children. We're on your side. You're on our side. We're fighting this fight against the devil together. Thank you, Father, that you beat the devil for us 2,000 years ago through your Son, Jesus Christ, and you give us all power over that beast. Now, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you that as we walk holy in obedience to your word, you will do great and mighty things for us. Now, as the word goes out today, bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're still talking about the anointing, walking the anointing, what you can do and some of the complications and how you can get our Lord to do great and mighty things. You got to realize that you are on his side. He's not fighting against us. He's fighting with us. We're in this battle together. He's the head. We're the body. So you and Christ are one. When you get a hold of that, we are sons of God, children of the King of the Most High God. And we're in this battle against the devil, against the enemy, with him. We're the winners. We're not trying to persuade God to do something he's reluctant to do. We're fighting the battle of faith with him. And he'll never fail us because we're both on the same side, the side of righteousness and holiness. Now then, let's go to Hebrews 4:14. And I want to read a few scriptures to you here. Says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Now that's Jesus. He is the great high priest. And he has passed into the heavens. That's already happened. When he went back to heaven, he did that. It says, Jesus, the Son of God. And since we have Jesus, the Son of God, it says, let us hold fast our profession or our confession. Hold on. Don't give up. You and I and God are on the same side. And verse 15 says, For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now our King was perfect in everything he did. He absolutely was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. But since he was tempted, he now understands all these things, and he understands how difficult it is for us to not fall to the temptation, because all those temptations come from the devil. It says in verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, I read that Hebrews 4:16, I don't know how many times before it really jumped off the page and spoke to me. Ephesians 2:6 says we're already seated in heavenly places with Christ. If we are already seated in heavenly places with Christ, then he says, in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When we come into the throne of grace, where is that place? Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. Well, it's in heaven. It's where God is. Because in the scriptures after that, he's talking about how Jesus went back to heaven. How he went and how he sits before the Father. He goes there in Hebrews and talks about the high priest before, how he could go into the Holy of Holies only one day a year. And then with the blood of animals and all these things. But Jesus, it talks about, he did this with his own blood. And so he sat down at the right hand of the Father, and when he did that, he opened the access into the throne of grace, which is in the third heaven, in the throne room of God, so that through the blood of Jesus, you and me can go up there any time we want to. Now, when I learned that, when I got a hold of the fact that he didn't just tell me to come in there begging and pleading. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Since God is our daddy, through the blood of Jesus, we walk right into the throne of God in the third heaven, the throne of grace, jump up in daddy's lap after we've worshiped him and praised him and thanked him all the way up there and once we first got there, praising him, thanking him, and then we jump up in dad's lap and in prayer that we may tell him the problems the devil is doing, and then we can rebuke the devil from up there, and we can ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to save people, to heal people, to do all kinds of mighty, wonderful things. And he says there that since we come boldly into the throne of grace, we don't come in there begging and pleading or crying. We come boldly into the throne of grace. Once we walk in this anointing, once we've been obedient, once we believe the Word of God, you no longer are afraid to go to the throne of grace, which is in the third heaven. You just close your eyes and envision yourselves in that position which you already are seated in, because you're already seated with Christ at the throne of grace, which is in the third heaven. That's where Jesus is. So when you go in there bold as a lion, worshiping and praising and thanking the Lord, as he says there in Hebrews 4:16, you can obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Well, let me tell you, there is no lack of times of need, because there's a devil down here on this earth, and this beast is running around here stealing, killing, destroying, and he's doing all kinds of devastating things. So I spend a whole lot of time in the third heaven at the throne of grace before God with people, kicking out the devil and his demons, and asking the Father to send the Holy Spirit to convict people of sin, bring them into the kingdom and save them, to heal them and deliver them and do all kinds of wonderful things. And I get to see the Lord do mighty things. In fact, just this last week, I had two preachers come over to my ministry center, and one of them been preaching 30 plus years, and the other one been helping him, I think, about that many years. But the other one, he owns a place of business as well. He's not a full-time pastor like the one man is, but he is a minister, and he helps, and he works, and they go to prisons, and they do all kinds of things. But one of these men, not the pastor, not the full-time pastor, but the other man, had been diagnosed with cancer. And on a Tuesday, he was supposed to go in for them to do the final test to find out how extensive both the chemo and radiation was going to have to be. They said he was going to have both because he was in such bad shape. So they called me and wanted if they could come over and sit down with me. They'd been listening to some of my tapes. I told them, sure. I said, can we come Monday, since I got to go Tuesday for these tests? I said, sure. So they came Monday, and I sat down with them from a little after 1:30 till about 6:30 that afternoon, because I've learned it takes a while to build people's faith, even if you're a preacher. You can preach this book all your life, study this book all your life, and still not know these mighty things that you need to know to get wonderful things done in the name of Jesus. So anyway, I stayed with them from 1:30, 2 o'clock, till 6:30, and then I gave him a bunch of tapes to take home with him to study. And I said, when I prayed for him, whenever the one man said, I'm ready to be prayed for, I've got the faith. I said, okay, praise God. I stood up and hit him in the chest with the palm of my hand. Not very hard, but just hit him firmly right in the top of his chest and commanded that foul spirit of infirmity to come out of him and to go to the pit. Reminded that devil he was not welcome in these temples of ours, which are temples of the Holy Spirit, and that he had to leave because Jesus said he had to leave in Mark 16:17-18. So I drove that devil out of him in the name of Jesus. I said, now, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal him. Deliver him and heal him in Jesus' name. I said, it's done. You're healed, brother. Praise God. I said, go and start worshiping and praising the Lord. So they left, and the next afternoon, they called me, the man that had had the cancer, that went in for the test that next morning on Tuesday. And when they got through checking him, they told him they didn't know what happened, but there was nothing there. He could go home without no chemo or no radiation. And I'm telling you, that man came back by the minister center the next day, and he was ecstatic. He was just praising and worshiping God. He brought his family with him, his wife, his daughter, and they were just ecstatic, praising and worshiping God. Now then, the other preacher was with him. He went off on a tangent. He said, praise God, I'm going to go out here and kick some devils out of people and get some people healed. He was on fire. He had said in that same meeting, but faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. When you get a hold of these things, it says, hold fast to your profession or your confession. Let me tell you, when you learn that Jesus is a healer and you learn that he's the deliverer, and you learn that you and him are working on the same side in the same place for the same thing, to get rid of evil, and you're the body of Christ and he's the head, we're not trying to persuade God to do something he's reluctant to do. He's training the body how to be overcomers in his name. All you got to do is do some things in faith, and you'll get to see the king do some wonderful things. So get a hold of this in Hebrews 4, especially verse 16, that says you can come boldly under the throne of grace, which is in the third heaven, and there you can obtain mercy, and there you can find grace to help in times of need. And I've never seen a family anywhere today on the face of the earth, if they got any problems, anybody, anywhere, any family, they got problems. The devil has blinded some of them's mind, they're lost, and people don't know how to get their lost loved ones saved. Well, let me tell you, I have a complete CD and an audio tape all about how to get a lost loved one saved. I have seen from the principles on this tape or this CD, I have seen many people come into the kingdom of God, and some of them had been lost all their life. I've seen people up as the oldest man I've ever rebuked the devil off of and seen him get saved was 87 years old. And a daughter of his, that she was probably 50 something. She called me one day and she was crying. Her daddy had run her out of the house. She knew he was old and he could die, and she knew he was lost, and she wanted him to get saved, and she tried everything to get him saved, and she didn't know how, and she really didn't know how to pray either, although she was a very spiritual woman. And her daddy literally cussed her out and threw her out of the house and told her to never come back if all she had to talk about was religion. He didn't want to hear it. Well, that's a devil in him. She called me crying. I told her, woman, hush up them tears. Let's come boldly into the throne of grace. God never one time told us to come into the throne crying. He said, you're my children. Come up here and tell me what you want. I said, let's go to the throne of grace, the third heaven. So we went up to the third heaven, the throne of grace, like Hebrews 4:16 says. We kicked them devils out of her daddy. We praised and worshiped the king. And then we did exactly what the Word of God says. We asked the Father in Jesus' name to send the Holy Spirit to convict her daddy of sin and bring him into the kingdom and save him and fill him with the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, within three weeks' time, that man got gloriously saved and gloriously filled with the Holy Ghost, and he was even come out of that thing speaking in tongues. Praise God. What an awesome God we serve. I'm telling you, when you learn these things and learn what you can do in the name of Jesus, life becomes fun. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, if you'd like some of our teaching, or if you'd like this CD or this audio tape on spiritual warfare about how to get your lost loved ones saved, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. I want everybody to know these things. All you need to do is call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org, and there you can click on one of the little tabs that'll take you where you can order media, or you can go see some testimonies on there. You can hear our radio teaching. You hear these stories again. They're all right there on our website. So praise the Lord Jesus. Remember, He is the King, Jesus Christ. Have a great day.